telephone is a major communication tool for individuals and businesses. If we get it right, clients hardly notice. But if it isn't, this has a profound impact on potential relationships with customers as well as the general image we have. I don't know about you, but I have been in contact with companies to provide services for me. If I only have interaction with answer machines and automated messages, I feel disengaged with the company. Of course, there are multinational companies and banks that do this, and we feel powerless to alter the system, although more recently some of these companies have realised that customers are going to move if customer care and lack of human contact is offered to clients. We regularly hear grumbles of call centres where either there's a lot of background noise, the speaker has a very heavy accent, making it difficult to comprehend what they're saying, or the speaker is disinterested and wishes to rush the call. Relating these complaints to our own businesses, there are a number of points we need to avoid to ensure our image over the telephone is positive to both existing and potential clients and customers. Last year, I contacted a small accountancy company that was expanding quickly and proud of its enthusiasm for its clients. I received the automated answer phone system. I was asked if I knew the extension of the person I wished to speak to. No, I was a new customer. But if that I wished to speak to the operator to press 0, I did, and received another automated message. There is no one here to speak to you, please call later. Beep. Given that this was within office hours, this was a surprising response to my call. There was no opportunity to leave a message. I had no confidence that a message, if it had been possible to leave one, would reach the right person, and the impression was of a closed door between myself and the company. Would I be interested in them having my business? No. Also, had I been an existing client, I would not necessarily know the extension of my accountant. I would be somewhat peeved that I wasn't able to speak to a human being or to leave a message. Other telephone encounters that are less than satisfactory from an image and client impact point of view include conversations where the other person is disinterested, distracted, or abrupt. We all have stories of these situations. This course will cover all aspects of communicating by telephone, including how to answer the telephone, speaking clearly and effectively on the telephone, your answer phone message and how it works for you, when to answer the telephone and when not to, listening on the telephone, telephone interviews, the use of the telephone for the media, and leaving messages to ensure you are called back. To accompany this audio CD, there are downloadable materials from the website to support your learning. Before you continue this training CD, you will need to do the telephone evaluations exercise. This will provide you with useful feedback on the strengths and areas you require attention when you're on the telephone. This exercise and all of the instructions are on the website www.executivevoice.co.uk/telephoneCD.html.